You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Welcome back to A Woman's View here on KSL News Radio. Such a pleasure this week to have Kristen Sokol with me, professional relationship and dating coach at KristenSokol.com. And Francine Gianni is here, former executive director of the Department of Commerce. We were talking about incivility and how you have to eat what you order. I love that metaphor, by the way, Kristen. And I'm thinking now about, you know, the example that some of our politicians, including former President Trump, but not limited to him, have set for children, because when I substitute teach, I do see more behavioral issues in classrooms now than I think were there 10 years ago. I think most teachers would agree with me on that. And I think some of that maybe, I'm speculating, connected to the fact that the most important, powerful people in the country are not restraining their own behavior. So why should the children? I don't know. Is that connected at all in your opinion, Francine?
Well, you know, it's interesting because my daughter is a school teacher and she has seen those kinds of behavioral issues, although she has a really good class this year and she's very excited about that. But I think it goes back to parents, too. Parents allowing children to disrespect, and it's happening more and more. I mean, my daughter tells me about kids who, you know, answer back to her or even the principal. And I think when my kids went to school, and they're 27, so it was a long time ago, but I think they would never think of answering an authority figure back. I mean, that just would not happen. And as a parent, if I found out about it, there would be consequences. I just don't know if there are consequences that are happening. And it could be, for sure, what we are seeing nationally. I mean, a lot of folks think that some of these firebrand people, I won't call them what I really think, but I think they think, hey, yeah, go for it. We like that. You know, I just think that that's just crazy. And as a society, we have to say no. We just have to say that that's not unacceptable. I mean, we'll be fighting in the streets before long, you know, if we keep, you know, the nonsense going on. And I think that we have to say no.
You know, it reminds me of this a story I saw this week. There's a new poll of Utah parents that asked them, are you happy with your neighborhood schools? And overwhelmingly, parents in Utah are happy with their neighborhood schools. And one of the reasons I bring that up is because, boy, if they were unhappy, we talk about that immediately. You know, every single person who yells in a school board meeting is front and center. So what about the majority, this vast majority of Utah parents who aren't screaming but are genuinely satisfied with their school? Speak to that, Francine.
What is the expression, squeaky wheel gets the grease? And unfortunately, and this is not you, Amanda, but the media likes the squeaky wheel. I maintain that the reason Trump got in the first place is because the media covered him like crazy. I bet he didn't even have much of a PR budget. He didn't need one because every time he said something stupid, people covered him. Yep. And that's, I think that's a problem with our media, is that they like hearing, you know, from the crazies. They just do.
We're doing better this time around, wouldn't you say?
I agree. And I appreciate that, because you know what? We don't need to go to every rally that he might be at this point.
What they say, Kristen, in the newsroom is what happens on Twitter should stay on Twitter.
I like that.
All right. Back up, Kristen. Speak to me about schools, about the influence of schools, wherever you want to go there.
Okay. Well, you know, from our previous topic, what I'll say is that the tone at the top really matters, right? If you have, it's going to have a trickle down effect, you know, for good or evil. And the people in charge, the leadership, their inferences matter. And, you know, that goes for schools too. If you look at a school that is functioning well, look at its leadership. There's a reason it's functioning well, right? These things are all very connected. And, you know, I was really pleased to see that there are so many people who are satisfied with the job that their neighborhood schools are doing. That's fantastic. Let's replicate it, right? Let's figure out the schools with the highest scores. Let's infect everyone else with whatever it is they're doing. There's enough schools that are still struggling that we have to be able to like, you know, a rising tide raises all ships. So that's what we need is if there are some who are succeeding, let's share, right? And let's share that influence. And there's so much need, you know, in our own state, especially in some of these smaller, more rural districts. Let's figure out how we can make those ships rise as well. Yeah.
Yeah. I do think that parental support of teachers is huge. That if teachers feel like the parents have their back, that if I send something home saying I have a behavioral problem here in school, you're actually going to want to address that instead of just saying, well, that's your problem. That's not my problem.
Absolutely. And I do see a lot of parents who kind of feel that way. And I think that's just a crazy attitude. The other thing is I was lucky enough when my kids were little in elementary school that I could go on the school trips. I could volunteer in school. And I mean, I could be a part of that. And I think that showed my kids that I support their teacher in what their teacher's doing.
Yeah. Any other thoughts on that, Kristen, on supporting teachers?
Oh, well, I mean, that's an obvious one, especially if you're not super satisfied with what's happening at your school, get in there, right? Let's see firsthand what's happening. I've had the pleasure of being the room mom throughout my kids' educations, and that was a great way to connect with the teacher and really understand what the needs were and to be able to support that. My kids have been so lucky that we've had a Chinese immersion program at our school, and meeting and trying to support those Chinese teachers has been a life-changing experience. Right. So you might think that you're going into the school to provide assistance and help, but you have no idea what kind of impact it's going to have on your life and your family. The relationships that we have with those Chinese teachers, we even had a couple of them live with us at our house.
Oh, right?
Because
wow.
They needed that kind of support. These, you know, 20 something year old women who are in a foreign country and don't understand the culture very well. But it doesn't have to, I mean, people don't have to go to that length. You don't know what these relationships are going to do for you, for your family, for the other children in the classroom to feel like somebody has their backs and somebody is listening, because the challenges in a classroom in today's learning environment is awfully difficult, and they deserve support and respect from anybody who is willing to give it.
Amen to that. Another brief break and we'll be back. This is A Woman's View on KSL News Radio.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.